Well, we really got classy here. We've hit a beautiful spot here. I can't tell if it's a sewage drainage area with a sneaker on the high wire.
That's a creek. That's nature, man.
That's definitely a creek.
You think that's a guy? I don't know. Robin?
It's a sewage-filled
creek.
Yeah,
I think so, too. What a day. This was a full day of music where we had no other obligations. And
full throttle.
We wound up all ending in Moon Pooch.
Yeah,
which
wow.
I was surprised to see you guys. I was happy to see you guys. Well,
for me, today was all about trusting the judgment of my treasured colleagues.
Wow.
So the
so you didn't have any of my recommendations.
So I just didn't have any ideas of my own. So I saw two bands that Bob Boylan got me into, The Front Bottoms and Moon Hooch.
Oh, yeah, we were at The Front Bottoms.
And I saw two bands that Miss Katie Presley got me into.
Who's here?
Denisha, who's standing next to us, Denisha and Scene, and, well, not a band, but...
Songstresses?
One of them is a songster. They're not both songstresses.
Yes,
I don't like that word.
It needs to be acknowledged that the word, it's not even a word. The word songstress is my least favorite word.
Well, that's why we said it.
Of all the words.
It did just give me the opportunity to say songster, though, so I'm sort of pleased with that.
That's true, but also saw Lowell.
Yeah, Lowell was, yep. Both of my picks for the podcast, the preview.
Did I miss the only time to see Lowell, or is there another time?
No, she played like 9 shows. She might be playing again tomorrow, I'll check, but she played 9 shows this festival, and I couldn't even get to her until today.
And just to be clear here, that was Stephen Thompson. This is Katie Presley. Robin, say something.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm medicated. And we are obviously in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest, and it is, in fact, Friday.
Yeah.
You know, saying I'm medicated reminds, and I am, reminds me of some, I've been hearing just the best sound checks on this time around for some reason at South By. There was one at Diane Coffey, the bassist was sound checking. She said, check, I have really bad credit, student loans. Very bad. I am medicated.
I'm sure you'd feel differently if you weren't on such sedation.
No, I'm actually on a lot of painkillers because I got caught up in a mosh pit at 2:00 in the afternoon.
Oh my God.
At my house.
And I was the only person there, and I was throwing myself around silly. No, I went to go see the band Nothing, and they were awesome. And I thought, you know, going into it, I thought there could be a mosh pit maybe, but I planted myself right. I was literally. Basically, my knees were touching the stage, front, middle, and I thought, you know, it's 2:00 in the afternoon.
What's the worst thing?
These guys are, you know, everyone in this band's depressed. The music is drony rock. It's not like it's angry metal. And the first couple songs was exactly what, you know, I was just like, wow, I'm really enjoying the show. And then I made the mistake of looking down at my phone in the middle of a song, and then I was suddenly, didn't see it coming, was thrown to the ground because the guitarist had hurled himself off the stage at me.
Oh, my God.
And then I was down, and then when I started to get up, some guy who was quote-unquote dancing, I guess, shoved me back, and then I flew back again, and I was on the ground, and I actually crawled on all fours to get out of there and went under a table just to get up to clear out of there.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it was awful. And then I had to go to the... And I had to basically limp back to the hotel and pop a bunch of pills and laid on a heating pad and I was out for a good chunk of the afternoon.
I actually had the same experience with Dana Falconberry.
At the hotel lounge?
Yeah, the hotel lounge.
Were you in there?
It got nuts. It was scary.
No, I'm scary.
I was a little scared, and I was just so blindsided by it.
Totally.
I just wasn't, you know, expecting
I hope you can make it through the day tomorrow.
I got a bloody nose at Moon Hooch, but that's just because I'm 200 years old. I was, like, dancing too hard. I was like, wait, I'm bleeding a lot.
Did I shake something loose?
I got in there and thrashed around and like.
I think babies were made at Moon Hooch tonight.
Oh my God!
Totally.
There was so much groping and dancing, but it was just
two saxophones and a drummer.
Incredible!
Austin got its groove
incredible.
Back.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's riff rock on two saxophones. They take a riff, they repeat it, they build on it.
But the drummer, they drop it, and the drummer is so key to that.
And it's
exactly.
Like, you know, the best stories, you know, aren't a straight line, right? They're like shaped like a W, right? And all their songs are like that. They start hot, then they bring it down, and then they come back up, and then there's this rise and fall with it, and it's so tight. And then it's also a little part just dance music. There were a couple tracks and there were cuts that they played that were very. Well, I mean, everyone was dancing.
But it's also the best of what can be jazz, if jazz had a rock rhythm. I mean, there is so much good, like, squeak and honk and stuff that I love in jazz music, in Moon Hooch.
It was also one of the better behaved kind of...
Wait for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly...
That's for me. It's because I'm pretty.
Message received.
It wasn't... Stepping on my lines, man.
I'm angry.
I'm angry.
It was one of the most well-behaved, for lack of a better term, mosh pits I'd seen. Like everybody was just completely throbbing up and down, but together. Like nobody was bashing against.
Yeah, there's no anger coming off.
No elbows were thrown. It was just this.
It was all soft. Yeah. Chase. Right.
Presley, how about you?
Yes, so the day started with me seeing Denisha and Steen, and they were really mellow, and it was also weird to be at a club as it opened. They opened the doors and we walked in. But they were great. They were exactly, on the podcast earlier I was talking about how they, there's two types of shows. The two bands that I mentioned, Lowell and Denisha and Steen, are totally different South By experiences, but I was looking forward to both. And they were both exactly what I thought they were going to be. Denisha and Steen was really moody and... low-key and intense, they made a lot of eye contact, and then Lowell was totally in it for herself, and it just she was great. She was like a force of nature, totally self-contained. She was not she was propulsive, she was a lot of energy, but she was
the only one on stage.
She had a band. Oh, okay. But she just
we played some Lowell on the a preview show, so
yeah, she made all her own rules.
And Denisha's, that's right.
Yeah, so they were both great. Today was a good day. I made 7 shows in a row of exactly what I wanted to see, exactly when I wanted to see it.
That's almost impossible.
Which is,
you either can't get in, or it's too far away, or to be that consistent.
Yeah, by the fifth one, I noticed that it was happening, and I didn't want to tell anybody because I was like, I'm making everything. But then I missed 6 in a row after that, so I got it back.
I did something I hadn't done, which I don't like to do, actually, is seeing shows, music shows, at the convention center.
Basically,
I did too. I saw Lucius. It was wonderful there.
Which basically is, it's a soulless venue that, meetings happen at, there are boardrooms and stuff. And here was this group, High as a Kite. Have you heard High as a Kite? Norway? Norwegian? I'm gonna say Norwegian. And they were the best thing I saw all day until I saw Moonhooch.
Yeah.
Super high energy. They do the chant thing that so many rock bands do these days, but where a lot of those bands come from a tradition of American bands come from sort of that folk kind of chant. These guys had this real gut level kind of chant to them, much more visceral, much more primitive, or it really just comes from the gut when they do their chanting. And I love them.
Wow.
High as a Kite. Well, all one word.
I had an experience, speaking of mosh pits, of walking on 6th Street.
Tonight was the most crowded ever.
What is going on?
Friday night.
Tonight was...
No, it ain't Saturday.
This is
tonight
more
was,
than ever.
I've been going here for 18 years, and I've never had as unpleasant and terrifying an experience. And so I walked about three, four blocks of just the most snarled, aggressive, kind of hostile tension of people, just feeling hostility
trying to get from
place to place. And I finally duck into the club that I wanted to go to see the band The Pack AD, which is two women just as loud and dense and just forceful as they humanly possibly could be. And having stepped off of 6th Street into that was like being embraced by the womb.
Yeah.
Wow. By comparison, it was. I stayed for the entire set. First of all, it was really good, but it was also just like, oh, I'm safe.
That's how I felt when I saw Perfect Pussy again today.
Oh, you saw them again today?
I did, and I think I'm just absolutely smitten is what it comes down to with that band and with Meredith Graves. Mm-hmm. I want to take her home to meet my mom. That band is just. I just love them.
So, Mom, she's in this band. They're called...
And I saw Kishibashi. He had a full band. And, just before we left to come to Austin, a little alarm ticked off on Bob's computer. It said, Kishibashi will play the big stage. And he had set the alarm 2 years ago when we saw him. He said, I'm going to make a reminder right now in 2 years to play the big... He didn't quite play the
our
big
stage. He
didn't play our big stage.
Yeah, we predicted stuff.
And the venue he was at was relatively modest, but it was certainly jam-packed.
More than the Scottish Rite's Temple that we saw him at with 36 people.
Right, exactly. And and he had a full band, a banjo player and a bassist and a drummer, and the banjo player made his banjo sound like an electric guitar. You know, he'd alternate, you know, an electric guitar. He just was running it through so many effects.
And new songs. He's got a new album coming soon.
He played this fantastic song called Carry On Phenomenon, which is from the new record. I haven't heard the new record. It's coming out in May. Looking forward to hearing that.
I saw Sylvan Esso.
Do you like?
Very much. I mean, when we did a field recording at the Newport Folk Festival a few years ago with Mountain Man.
Right.
Which also has Amelia...
The singer, yeah.
Yeah, Amelia Meath was in Mountain Man and is now the voice of this project. And I remember thinking when I saw that field recording, she's a star. Like, she... And meeting her and talking to her and, you know, like, setting up the field recording, she just had this charisma about her. And now that she's a front woman...
In a duo.
And, you know, he's doing all sorts of kind of... creating this electronic throb around her, and she's kind of dancing and shuffling and pulling faces and with that amazing, beautiful voice. It was I really loved it, and I felt a lot of star power off of that. And that record's so good. That's another one that comes out in May.
I saw them one night in DC a handful of months ago, and I think it was, you know, when you go see a band for the first time and the audience knows the words to the song, and the band's never seen that before, and the audience reacts like in ways like that. They've got mega fans. It happened that night, and I love those magic nights where all of a sudden that turn happens from
the
band
realizes.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love it.
I wish I'd seen that. Shoot,
There was a little bit of that. I felt like at Moon Hooch tonight. Not they obviously don't sing, but where they. They recognized it was like they were almost surprised by how many people were there and how into it everyone was.
Yeah.
They said it made the trip down here from Brooklyn worth it. Just so many people dancing. I mean,
yeah, their energy was clearly building. Yeah.
I saw Kian Nugent, who's a guitar player that from Ireland that we've had to play a Tiny Desk concert, and it was the most sparsely attended show. I was out all day, and it was at St. David's Church. And it was absolutely gorgeous, and I wish more people would hear his fingerstyle guitar playing. It really is so melodic, and he's got a bit of a drone to it, but it's more happy and lyrical than a lot of fingerstyle guitar players. I think he's sort of an everyman's fingerstyle guitar player in a way that a lot of others go off into a more of a trance Sendin kind of thing. He's got this Irish melody in him that he can't fight, which is just wonderful.
Was he like in the smaller room in St. David's?
Yeah.
That's where I saw Arborea.
Oh, yeah.
Same sort of like 10 people. Yeah. It's like she's whispering in your ear.
Yeah, the first time I saw them was in that room too.
Yeah, gorgeous. It's perfect for them. The light's weird, but it's perfect.
Caught Quilt. I know that's one of your favorite bands. And I also saw Gems. Also, another recommendation I got from you. Love them both.
Quilt. Wow.
It's really weird to respect our colleagues. I mean, I named two bands that Bob had recommended to me and two bands that Katie had recommended to me. The only thing I found, I really didn't see anything that Robin recommended. I don't quite understand like what... I felt like Robin really fell down on the job today.
I'm through my list here.
Yeah. Steven?
Lucius?
Any recommendations?
No, I didn't recommend Lucius.
No.
You know, I have been... unable to see more shows this year than ever before. I have gone to more shows and not been able to get in than ever before. I tried
to
see Little Dragon. No way was I getting in there. I tried to see Ghost of the Sabertooth Tiger.
I got into Little Dragon.
this is the part of the show where Bob got into everything and that we didn't.
Oh, yeah. I saw Alden Pinner. That's right. I forgot about that guy I featured on our preview show for Montreal.
What else couldn't you get into?
Oh, let's see. Lots of stuff
Oh, I got into that.
Oh, there was a great moment in the Alden Pinner show when he's like, he told they were just about to start, and he told the guy doing the front of house mix, he said, "Can you turn off the house music that you have on here?" And it wasn't any house music playing. It was coming in from outside.
Can you turn off South by Southwest for a second?
And he's like, "Oh, okay. All right. Never mind." And then they got into the set. It was beautiful.
A lot of beautiful noise. out there today.
Yeah, but it's also the part of the festival where I start to want my city back. It's Friday night.
Can't have it.
Pretty soon.
It's the part of the festival where I contemplated, like maybe kind of crawling into the bathtub of my hotel room and running the running the shower directly over my head for like an hour.
Yeah. It's still awesome. It's just like today was the day that I found myself rounding the corner onto 6 a couple of times and just going, nope, and like turning around and going another way.
The final image is going to be the streets are littered with litter and whatever is on the streets. And Katie is dragging me to the airport, pushing me in the plane as the last human.
Go.
Get out of my city.
I've actually avoided three things that I only decided to avoid after I got here. And that is, one, I have not had a slice of pizza.
That's all I've eaten. Thank you.
It's Pi Day. How did you not have any pizza on Pi Day?
I've decided I'm eating real meals here. So I've gone to restaurants
I've eaten almost exclusively pizza today.
No pizza, no... Okay. Hot dogs or bratwurst or whatever those.
I've had two feet of corn dogs.
And I decided I'm going to avoid 6th Street, going down 6th Street.
Wow.
So I have actually navigated to go down all the side streets and come up and connect just where the club is.
I thought you were just a complete idiot until that last
thing. Yeah.
I want to personally see if we can get next year Hoboken Pizza to sponsor our podcast.
That's where I got all my pizza. I've gone from
the death metal pizza to Hoboken, and I find I have more energy. I'm just going to say, if they want to sponsor Hoboken pizza, more energy.
I had the pecan crusted salmon fillet tonight.
What is that?
Is that real?
It's a fish.
They sell it?
It's not a fish at a kiosk.
I was going to say, that sounds like something you sit down to eat.
Yeah, right.
I did sit down to eat.
I never sat down.
You probably noticed that my body is a temple.
Yeah.
I just decided I'm not going to stuff some greasy, slimy pizza and hot dogs down my gullet on this trip.
Yeah. My body is like that creek.
It's just oozing the sewage.
Did it start as a stream and now it's a fetid mess? Or did it just start as sewage?
You know, I don't know what stuff normally happens back here where we've tucked ourselves, but several people have come back here and realized, whatever they want to do, they can't do because we're doing it.
So maybe we should let them be so they can get back to doing
whatever illicit activities.
Good night, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.